Keyboardist Billy Preston had a session musician's dream career. He played with the Beatles and the Rolling Stones. He also was a hitmaker on his own. Today we learned of his death in a hospital in Scottsdale, Arizona. He was 59 years old, and he had battled kidney failure for years. NPR's Netta Ulaby has this remembrance.
In a Rolling Stone interview in the early 1970s, Billy Preston announced his arms were wide open to all his fans. He said, "Young whites, young blacks, old people, jazz people, I want them all." Nothing from nothing leaves nothing. You gotta have something. Besides Nothing from Nothing, Preston recorded big pop hits like Out of Space, Will It Go Round in Circles, and he wrote You Are So Beautiful that Joe Cocker turned into a standard. But veteran music critic Ira Robin says composing hits was just one of Billy Preston's talents.
He was a consummate sideman. I mean, he was a guy that could play anything at any time for anybody. He was never, even though he had a career of his own, his strength was not as a front man, a pop star in his own right. I mean, he wasn't, you know, one of those outrageously oversized characters like Ray Charles.
Preston was something of a bridge between the British invasion and the roots of American rock. Born in Houston, Preston grew up in the gospel and early rock and roll scene in Los Angeles. We cannot see lost throughout teardrops. Like Mahalia Jackson, Ray Charles was an early friend of Billy Preston's, and the two played together for decades. 2 years ago, Preston told NPR what he felt people had learned from Ray Charles.
To dig down in their soul and be able to express what they feel inside without trying to go along with what's happening or the fads or whatever. Whatever natural feeling that they have as far as expressing the way they feel in song, just do it that way and just be yourself all the time.
Charles was not the only star of the young Billy Preston's acquaintance. Ira Robbins says Preston was something of a child prodigy.
He was 15 when he was Little Richard's band. Can you imagine being 15 years old and working for as flamboyant a character as Little Richard? I mean, imagine whose parents would let him do that.
Even the most imaginative stage parents could hardly have envisioned a career that included seminal work with Sly and the Family Stone, Eric Clapton, and the Rolling Stones. The consummate sideman's career reached its height, figuratively and literally, on a London rooftop the day the Beatles recorded this song. Back to where you once belonged. It was a famously rocky session when the group seemed on the verge of falling apart. Music journalist Ira Robin says Preston's brilliance as a performer and a person helped hold the Beatles together.
He really seemed to have an inspirational role for them. I think, you know, his unguarded enthusiasm probably sparked up a lot among, you know, these otherwise very British artists.
There was a dark side to Billy Preston. He battled a long-standing drug addiction, and he was convicted for insurance fraud and assaulting a teenage boy. But his legacy will be for making any project he took part in, from Mahalia Jackson recordings to the iconic Concert for Bangladesh, a little bit better. Netta Ulaby, NPR News. That's the way.
All things considered, we'll continue in a moment.